this.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat, 6 foot and four. I wish I was like 6'9" so I can get with Leoshi, cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can see
this coffee is cold, Harrington.
Cause I know she's living fat. Her boyfriend's tall, and
she's a cold cup of joe.
With that, cause when it comes to playing back,
cold cup of joe.
So I just lean up on the wall.
Yeah, we should heat it up. Maybe my boy.
Girls that came to watch their man ball. Dag, y'all, I never understood.
Got a cold cup of joe.
I get the hood rats.
Everyone wants a cold cup of joe. I don't understand people. Thanks, Anthony. I don't understand people who turn down a little bit, Shannon. I don't understand people who choose iced coffee.
I'm the exact opposite, then.
Really?
I don't like hot coffee.
Wow. Wow.
Same ice when we got here. They didn't have it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's weird that you're both wrong.
Well, it's because you're a rattlesnake, so you're a cold-blooded animal.
That's true. I do need the heat to heat up my blood.
You can't lay on a rock while you're doing a podcast.
That's true. That's
your hot coffee.
It's a good point. Sometimes you're not even just being funny. You're just making sense.
Yeah.
Great show planned today. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast Wednesday show. Dave Temple joins the show. What's up, son?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Good
hey,
to be back.
Baby boy.
This is dope intro music. It made me put my glasses on.
I know. It's dope, right?
It took me back, man.
Oh, I thought you went blind.
Dave Temple, great comedian. Love having you on the show. Real quick, let's just, whatever you got to plug, get it out of the way real quick. What you got going on?
Thursday nights, 10:30, True TV, Laugh Mob, Laugh Tracks. Next live show that I'm like really excited about, December 13th, I'm doing the Apollo. So if you have any listeners here in New York, go to my website and start getting those tickets now. December 13th, Apollo in Harlem, 125th Street.
Is it like the Apollo, the show?
The Apollo Comedy Club.
But I'm saying, is it the show, like the TV show?
No. Just doing the theater.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That would tell them to come out and boo you.
You gotta go and get booed.
Get that clown to come and fucking fight him off the stage. I don't know how it works. There's a clown, right? And it comes and dances you off the stage. You gotta run
the
away.
Sandman.
Nah, that's the deacon.
Black
of
people
church.
Are afraid of clowns, right? They think he's gonna. They think he's gonna suck out their soul through their nose. Where's that cat? I don't know. Black people are very superstitious. You talk to black people and they're like, oh, yo, I can't have that cat in my house, yo. It's going to eat my soul.
Yeah, man.
It's going to eat my soul through my Cheerios.
What are you going to do? Black people, we hold on to some values, man.
Yeah.
We hold on.
I call it voodoo.
Voodoo?
Yeah, I thought I'm saying you're holding on to voodoo. You need to fucking join today's times.
Yeah. I just went to a wedding where they just still jumped over the broom in 2018. It was fucking hysterical.
They jump over the broom? What is that?
It's an old slave tradition because you couldn't get married. So, like, basically, you couldn't have a wedding on the plantation, and the master would be like, get the fuck out of here, you know what I mean? So they would just lay a broom down and jump over it, and everyone would fucking clap, and that was
and
like
that's
a wedding.
How they were married.
Right. And
it was a slave wedding. And
right.
They hold on to that tradition.
People jumping. Still, people.
What?
People still do it, man.
Black people, they do it proudly.
I don't think they're aware that it's a slave thing. They just, you know, they just follow
it's
tradition.
It's like Jews stepping on the glass.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about, but it's the same thing. It's just something that they do now in the wedding.
Is that what happened in the Holocaust? They're like, step on this glass, Jew.
Yeah,
like,
you're wet. You're married.
With my feet, they will bleed. That's right, Jew. Step on this fucking...
It was like Saw.
You
want to
take
like
your bride.
Yeah.
If you want your bride, walk on this glass of napkins.
You want to marry this Jewess? Yeah, well, look, great show plan today. Zach, anything to plug?
Just Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. If you're listening live, come hang out with me in Atlantic City this weekend at NJ HorrorCon. I'll be at the Trome booth all weekend.
Oh, fuck yeah, you will, doggy. And I know I was supposed to announce the tour today. The website's not fucking up yet. It'll be up by the end of the week. Look, here's the thing. The cities that are confirmed right now are, and you can get, some of these tickets are available. You can just go get them. They're all going to be in one place, all in one fucking place. I'm going to announce it this week. Where you can get all your tickets. But October 12th or 14th in Tampa, October 18th, San Diego, October 25th, Atlantic City, 26th, Philadelphia, November 2nd, Fairfield, Connecticut, November 8th, Detroit, November 9th, Chicago, November 10th through 11th, Miami, November 16th, Washington, D.C., November 29th and 30th in Portland, and I'm filling in dates in between. Boston looks good, Denver looks good, Seattle looks good, Houston looks good. So we have, I think it's going to be 15 dates overall, and officially brought to you by Infinite CBD. We partnered up with Infinite CBD. We're going to be having a bunch of CBD products to be giving out throughout the tour, and they made it possible for me to be able to visit all these cities. So make sure you guys go and fucking support Infinite CBD, infinitecbd.com. I'll have the website up, I would say probably by Friday, where you guys can just have links to everything. But if you guys want to go and search those out now, grab those tickets. I'm coming to a city near you, motherfuckers. Gomez Comedy on Instagram, at Louis J. Gomez on Twitter. Also, go to iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. Once a month, we give away a free Real Ass Podcast piece of merch.
Dude, I'm actually glad to be back so fast, because I want to find out, what did you end up going with? Are we doing tour bus or Winnebago with this fucking tour?
Oh, that's right. You were here during the entire inception.
Yeah.
And flights. I got a sponsor.
That whole argument was for nothing. I thought we were going to get to the bottom of this with this tour.
Hotel rooms. Airplane and hotel rooms. Yeah, we were debating. We were debating Winnebago bus. Get a sponsor, get some flights. Live like fucking adults.
That shit bled over into Twitter and everything. Yeah. And people were just going on and on. Fucking Winnebago.
Just flights and having fans drive them to the hotel.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, I'll do that too. By the way, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I will have a new fan in each city pick me up and drive me to my hotel, and we'll rub some CBD on each other on the ride. Who knows? Who knows what we'll do? CBD hand jobs on the ride. CBD hand jobs. That might be the name of the tour.
Would you come faster or slower?
Well, if it was the freeze one, I think I would come much slower.
You don't like cold vagina?
Dog, I've been using fucking Blue Chew as well. Is it rape if I don't tell my girlfriend if I take a Blue Chew? Is it rapey at all?
We can go ask her.
No, don't.
You know how bad I want to run into the other studio, interrupt their show just so people have to watch both?
Oh, that's hilarious. Shannon, do you think because my girl was agreeing to have sex with me. If I take a sexual enhancement product before I have sex with her, which gives me a fuller, longer, harder boner.
She signed up. She didn't know what she signed up for.
Is that rape B at all?
I don't think so.
Not even slightly?
I think it depends on the country. Remember, Patrice and Jim used to do that. They used to go to Brazil and take Viagra.
Just fucking get crazy.
No, Patrice couldn't take Viagra.
Nah?
No, his heart.
That's what happened to him. That's the final thing. He accidentally took Viagra. He thought he was taking a Flintstone chewable.
Patrice couldn't take Viagra.
Yeah.
Can I get some Blue Chew? I'm going to the Poconos in November with my chick, and I really want to knock the doors off it.
Yeah. And you're going to be Poconoing?
That took a while for me to get, but that one was actually worth it. That deserves it. That deserves it. Poconoing. That sounds like a rape game.
It's Lewis's sexual method of Pocono.
Listen, yes, you could have some Blue Chews.
Thank you.
And they really work.
Why don't you guys just squeeze the base of your cock?
What do you mean?
Because I have nothing left then.
Yeah, and then if he squeezed the base of his cock, he would first have to lift up the flap of fat that is over the base of his cock.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
He needs three hands
fingers.
To do that.
It's two fingers, and you bring the gut meat back for dick pics. When you're
the
fat.
Same way that women show their clit.
That's how
he gets the most dick possible. He spreads his dick lips.
Yeah.
All right. So,
and he goes, you want all this, baby? And he fucking spreads.
Wait,
cash.
There's more. There's more.
Push harder. Push harder. So are you exclusively, you now just only get head laying on your back now? Or
no.
You still stand up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Yeah.
It seems like it's a lot of work. Huh?
Well, yes, I'll give you some. When are you going?
Beginning of November.
Okay. Yeah, I have a bunch. I have a prescription.
Excellent. Actually, you know what? I take that back. Beginning of October.
Also, do you want, you can just get a prescription.
Yes, I would like.
It's nothing.
I would like that.
It's crazy that that's the way they give you a prescription.
For Blue Chew?
For Blue Chew.
You get a prescription.
Yeah. It sounds like this isn't even a read. They don't pay me anything on this show. Blue Chew does reads on all the other shows. I'm just saying I love them.
Yeah.
They're like, you know what it is? It's like, imagine like Jesus is in the room with you and just fucking rubbing on your balls while you're fucking your chick.
Just so like, it makes you horny.
It makes you horny and it makes it fuller and bigger and thicker and more... just fucking ready.
Are we sure this isn't just ecstasy?
No, it's not, because there's no other, you don't feel anything else except for your dick feels bigger and better.
Yeah, you don't love her more. You just have a heart on her.
You make her love you more.
What if it's only the perception of the user? What if nothing happens? It's just, it gets you high.
I don't know if it's doing anything for her. I don't care if it's doing anything for her. Dog, it could just be knocking me out and I think I'm fucking her. I could just be in fucking drooling on myself in a fucking hallucinogenic stupor. Yeah. It's awesome. I got a huge dick and I'm fucking my chick like a boss in that, you know, some people when they take hallucinogens they see fucking purple elephants or whatever it is. I'm fucking my chick like a boss in my hallucinogen. God. Hallucination. just fucking deep dicking.
Because that's what they said. They were going to come out with male birth control. Maybe this is it. Like, you're just on a couch thinking you're
just
fucking
destroy
not.
Your uterus because you fuck her too good. Like, oh yeah, that thing's unusable now. Bring it back to the phone company, bitch. You need a new one. Shannon, if I give you Blue Chew, would you take it on the show and see what it does to you?
Yeah.
You take a Blue Chew?
Sure.
Google right now, what does Blue Chew do to a woman? What if it kills you? What if we killed Shannon?
You'd feel so bad.
We'd have to hide the body. What was that movie? It was a dark comedy.
Yeah, there you go.
It was a dark comedy where they killed a hooker by accident, and it's Jeremy Piven fucking her up against the door. And there's a hook in the back of the bathroom door, like for like
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yeah, no.
A dirty something.
Something like that, though. Something like your dirty work. No. Hold on, nobody say anything.
It's with Marv from Home Alone, too, right?
I just remember it was Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, they kill a hooker.
And he's fucking her in the bathroom, and Daniel Stern.
Yeah.
Her head, it might even be a porn star, Asian hooker. Her head gets fucking impaled through the back of her head through the hook on the back of the bathroom door, and she's just fucking hanging there. And then they have to like go through the process of getting rid of this hooker's body.
It's not Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, but no.
Dirty fuck.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
No. We will guess. First person to call in with the name of this movie, what's the number?
573 Gaslight.
First person to call in with the name of this movie is going to win a free Real Ass Podcast 3D t-shirt. Holy shit! 3D t-shirt, what? Brah, 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 brah. 573 Gaslight. First person to call in with the name of this movie, you get a free Real Ass Podcast 3D shirt. Okay. Jeremy Piven, Daniel Stern, they kill a hooker, believe she's Asian. Maybe played by Asia Carrera. Maybe even played by Asia Carrera. I jerked off to the scene. This is also during the height of my, right before porn being readily available. I believe this is around this time. Mid-90s, late-90s, right? So this was a jerk-offable scene. They murder her in the scene. When you're coming to a murder, I don't know what that does to you in your developmental years. It's probably not good.
I don't think you even process it.
No, but that's almost a problem. Like, I'm watching a murder, right? And I'm coming. When I'm a teenager. That's not fucking... You don't think that maybe somewhere that starts to cross some wires somewhere psychologically when fucking things are firing off in my brain? You don't think that maybe it was just going... And then it hit that thing and went... that's going that way now.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like when you grow up one day, you have to take dick pills to just have regular sex with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because you can't
Let me tell you something. I have way too high of a libido. And the reason I don't tell her that I take the dick pill is because she would be angry that I took the dick pill because my libido's already too high.
Right.
So then I'm like, all right,
you're just doubling down.
Well, no, but here, it's a performance enhancement for me as well. So the sex, you feel like a fucking boss. I don't know. There's no other way to put it. What, Shannon?
I have a caller.
Yes, go ahead. Go call her on line 573 Gaslight. The movie starring Daniel Stern, Jeremy Piven. They kill a hooker. They have to hide her body.
Things are firing off in my brain. You don't think that maybe
they... Oh, wait. Turn your TV down, psycho.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, dude. Yeah. Turn your...
Hey, it's... The movie was Very Bad Things. Like, it's the... kind of original Hangover, but darker.
Very bad thing. No, that's not it. Thank you. But no, thank you very much. It's fine. Hang up on him. No, that wasn't it. 573 Gasline. If you can come up with the name of the movie, Daniel Stern. It's Jeremy Piven. And was it Asia Carrera? Is that the name of the woman in it, Shannon? Is it Asia Carrera? Maybe. It definitely wasn't Very Bad Things, though. Close. Close. Maybe.
I'm seeing Cameron Diaz in the list. Do you want another caller?
No, she wasn't the hooker. Yeah, yeah. Go with the next caller. Hey, what's going on? You're on the Real Ass Podcast. Give me the name of this movie.
Hey, the name of the movie is Very Bad Things.
No, the last caller said that already. That wasn't it. A lot of people are thinking that. It's not it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That sucks. I want to know the fucking name of this movie. I know it's literally at my fingertips. I can just Google it, but I want to be in a different time. Okay. This is the problem with fucking society today, is that we depend way too much on computers. We depend way too much on fucking people, you know, just being lazy and just putting their phone, you know, hands in their phones. No, we're not doing it. You have another caller? 573 Gasline, you're on the Real Ass Podcast. It's a movie starring Jeremy Piven, Cameron Diaz, dark comedy, they kill a hooker, Daniel Stern. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bobby from Chicago.
Bobby from Chicago.
The movie is Very Bad Things.
Oh, no, man. That's two other people said that.
Yeah, dude. Are you not listening to the fucking show?
You gotta pay attention, brother.
Pay attention. Two people have said this already. This is not the movie. Bobby, you're stupid. Hang up on him. I don't even want him as a fan. I don't want stupid fans. What am I supposed to say, Shannon? I don't want stupid fans. That's me being honest. This is why I have fucking smart fans, because they recognize real.
Mm.
Smart fans recognize real. It's a saying. 573 Gasline, if you know the name of this movie starring, give me another person in the movie or another clue, Shannon, possibly something else.
Christian Slater is
also in the movie. Ladies and gentlemen, this is also at your fingertips. You don't have to just guess this movie. You could just fucking look it up and probably just...
And don't be like the other three people and just say what the person before you said.
It's ridiculous.
Like, we already know that's wrong.
You know what it is? I think that they just want to talk to us. So they're just like, they're excited. I get it.
You have another caller?
Their fingers are probably trembling, so they can't even Google.
Yeah.
573 Gasline. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Wikipedia. And it says, at his bachelor party, while they're having sex with prostitute, her head gets impaled with it.
Wait, say this again? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, wait, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Brian Allen Ace. I'm from Texas.
Brian from Texas. All right, so what is your guess? What is the name of this movie?
I swear to God, it's Very Bad Things. I Wikipedia'd it. You can go there right now. I didn't edit that shit. It says that he's having sex with prostitutes.
Is this the same guy calling back again? It's a different guy.
I can't believe that guy flew from Chicago to Texas.
Are we being pranked right now? We're being pranked. All right, can you guys stop pranking us? I get it. Oh, Nick Mullen trolls now. Well, we get it. Yeah. They're all going to just call and say Very Bad Things.
Whatever. We're trying to figure out the name of this movie, guys.
Come Town. Oh, we get it. You guys are better than us. You're funnier than us. Blah, blah, blah. Good. Who is this?
One more caller.
All right, 573 Gasline. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Kyle from New Jersey.
I just want to tell you about that movie. What is the name of the movie, my friend?
It's Very Bad Things.
Right, hang
Jesus
up.
Fucking
Hang up the
Christ.
Fucking phone. I hope your whole state burns to the fucking ground. The Garden State? Yeah, I swear to God, I hope the garden dries out because it's a very dry summer, and I hope a Mexican guy flicks a cigarette into some fucking bushes and your entire state burns and children die.
This is
I hope children fucking die. The entire state of New Jersey, everyone dies because Fuckface had to say Very Bad Things, which is not the name of the movie.
Another caller on the line.
573 Gasline. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. Gershom from East Bridgewater.
Wait, say
I know the name of the movie.
Where are you from?
East Bridgewater.
And what's your name? You're breaking up a little bit.
Very Bad Things.
His name is Very Bad Things.
It is a very bad thing that you're breaking up. But what's the name of the movie?
What is the name of the movie that we're looking for?
That's the name of the movie.
What's the name of the movie?
What's
you're breaking up.
Yeah.
That's the name of the movie.
Shannon's shaking her head no in the booth. It's not the name of the movie. She has the name right in front of her.
Yeah, what's the name?
No, that's it. All right. Okay. Nobody wins the shirt. What am I going to do? I can't.
Guys, if one more person calls and says very bad things, Shannon is going to rip her top off in rage.
Yeah.
So seriously. Please, guys, stop.
Do
stop
not
telling
say,
us.
Do not say
it's
very
fake
bad
names.
Things.
Another call's coming through.
Is that the name of? That's the name of a Netflix show right now about the Upside Down.
Lewis.
Hey, dude.
Yo, the porn star you're trying to think of in the movie is Kobe Ty.
Kobe Ty, you're right about that. It is Kobe Ty. All right, this guy actually knows what the fuck he's talking about.
That's a
it's Irish O'Neill, motherfucker. I swear to you,
Irish
it's
O'Neil.
Very bad things.
Irish O'Neill.
I'm not being an asshole.
You're my fucking friend. We play Fortnite together. You're going to call me up on my fucking show and make me defriend you on Xbox Live?
Mm.
Not only are you hanging up on him, defriend him on Xbox Live right now. Harrington, sign into my PR Rattlesnake profile on Xbox Live. Take Irish Joey O'Neill off the fucking friend list because he's done. We're moving on. No more calls. No more calls.
We'll figure it out later, guys.
I get it. You know, we get trolled constantly. You know, I try to fucking do things here. We got one more.
Is it worth our time?
Let's see. Let's try it one more time. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Thank you.
This is good. This is real good.
That made me happier than him saying very bad things.
Yeah, it is a bit refreshing.
There's more people calling? We'll do one more.
One more.
Put him through. It's making me angry right now.
Sounds good.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Hello?
They figured out how to
Hello?
Play the game.
Oh, there he is. Okay. There he is. Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Zach from Portland.
Zach from Portland. I'm going to be in Portland, Zach. November 29th and 30th. I better see you at that club. All right, we got one guest here. Everyone's fucking up here. I don't know if you've been listening to the show, but you got one guest here. Win a free Real Ass Podcast 3D t-shirt. What is the name of the movie?
Yeah, your audio sucks, by the way. And,
my audience does suck. You're right. I agree. They're stupid.
No, your audio.
Yes, you're right. My audience. Continue.
Right. Yeah, the name of that show, that movie you're trying to get us to guess is you pretty much don't have anything without Zach or Big J, right?
Wait, what? I don't know what he said.
It's okay. The audio is not good.
The order is not good. All right. Well, that was it. That was it. You know, I can't sit here and just get, I can't keep on trying to do this, Shannon. I'm not going
to
sit here.
Give away a shirt.
At this point, it's becoming like, you know, how much more can we go? We can't just fucking run this bit into the ground because they can't figure out the name of a, you know, we move on.
I will take the shirt.
You know what?
And I will rob a liquor store with it and it will make news. And everyone will see that shit.
Dave Temple is a winner of a free Real Ass Podcast 3D t-shirt, guys. Give it up for him. Here we go. We got to talk about this.
Here's the shirt, by the way, just so you see.
That's the shirt. Look at that fucking shirt right there. Daddy like.
Yo, it's funny what you just said about the Google thing. Like, you want to go back old school. Yeah. You realize that's how so many stereotypes got started was because there was no Google to, like,
confirm them.
Right. Like, so when you're sitting around and just in the woods drinking with young,
like,
impressionable
minds. I bet
you
slaves used to jump over brooms when they get married. I bet that happened. I know that. There's no way to check it out.
Right.
Just make it up.
Think about all the shit that you learn just standing in a circle, you know, with a couple of older kids, you know. Oh, yeah, girls, they fucking love it. You just fucking stick your hand down their pants and just, and you go, okay. Really? That's what they like, you know? And then you go out there.
I guess you did, even like on that level. But do you think little kids, when they're ready to make out, are now Googling like how to make out? I bet you they are.
Yeah.
Shannon, look up how to make out.
There's YouTube videos and this shit.
And show us.
Let's see the steps, what step by step, how you, if you're like 12 years old, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to kiss my first fucking boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a video on YouTube.
Fucking told you.
Let's see.
And it's probably some teenager telling you what to do. Some of the 12-year-old virgin.
I bet it's hot. What? This is creepy.
All right, pause. Pause.
Too rough.
Whoa, I feel like I should be paying extra because of the braces.
I'm confused about her age.
I know, because she actually looks like
Shannon. Subscribe.
What else does she do?
You can't. You cannot have a girl in braces having a how to make out video. This should be categorized as porn.
Well, first of all, yeah, especially she's having an orgasm and it's still right now. And it's an orgasm face right there.
Go ahead. Go ahead. How to make out.
And when they put their tongue into my mouth, it's not attractive because you can tell that they just do not know how to kiss. So you want to start very, very slowly. When you kiss that person, see how I'm doing right here? I'm kind of putting my tongue out a little bit in a very soft way.
Yeah, you are.
Zach, this is a, hold on, pause it. This is, and I mean this, I just found out that I'm not a pedophile. This is the moment.
Oh, that's what you learned from this? Are we watching the same video?
This is fucking me up. Is this not the weirdest thing you've ever seen? This is,
you know what I'm YouTube, thinking about this girl right now?
YouTube is everything.
Very bad thing.
Very bad.
Zach attack. This is
pew pew.
Fucking, that's creepy.
Yeah, that is weird.
That is creepy. How many views does this have?
A million.
And I bet you that the comments are disabled. Are the comments disabled, Shannon?
Hold on one sec.
They have to be.
If not, send me her page right now so I can go in and write awful stuff.
That is fucking weird. Let's see. Maybe not. How to make a
French kiss. Sorry.
Who is this?
Oh, over a million views.
Told you.
Whoa. And there are comments.
What are the comments? What was the top comment?
The girl has a better relationship with her hand than most teenage boys, LMAO. That's stupid. As awkward as it can be, this video is very helpful.
All right, let's keep on watching, I guess.
Bring it back to where we were, though. We were about halfway through.
Would you get head from that? I don't know. That's pretty...
To make out, can we find how old this girl is first?
Here's the thing. She could be 20 or she could be... She's
a grown woman.
You think she's a grown woman?
Yeah. First of all, she's got a ring light. Look at the lighting. She knows how to do lighting. No, I don't even think that this is real.
Let me tell you something. All of these fucking...
You know what makes me think she's older is the jewelry in the background. She has
all
nice
of these
jewelry.
YouTube stars are... They have good lighting. They have everything. Who is... Does she have other videos?
Yeah, she's got a whole page.
Yeah, her name's Erica Cupcake.
Dude, if she came up first, and she's the shit. Like, she's already in the
search engine. She's like, she's fucking with Zach. She looks like she's 12, and she's named after cupcakes.
Not this world.
Does it say how old she is?
Harrington,
look it up.
She's an adult.
She looks like she could be 15 years old or 25 years old, but it doesn't matter. She's got braces, and she's protruding her teeth out extra. That's part of her angle, right? Is these big, ugly fucking braces and the fact that she looks like she's 13 and her name is Erica Cupcakes.
So you think they might not even be real braces?
No, they're real braces. I think that she's an older chick that is trying to look younger. And I think my guess is that she's going to have more provocative videos and it's going to be playing into fucking pedophiles and what they want.
Is it pedophiles or you think young boys are into
this? No, I think fucking pedophiles are watching this and they're fucking...
I think really? There's a Venn diagram of who enjoys this. And the middle of that circle is this face.
But I'll tell you right now, I do watch like porn with younger chicks. You know, you always search for like teen porn or like, you know, you want a young fucking looking chick. If it's not... If she looks like she's 25, they start pushing her into like MILF category, you know? And it's like just not. But that is, in a weird way, here's fucked up. Like, it made me feel uncomfortable watching this girl who might be 14 sucking on her hand. It fucked me up a little bit. How old is she?
Did we all guess already?
Oh, we didn't guess. I'm going to guess. My official guess is going to be she's 19 years old. That's my official guess.
My official guess is 21.
I'm going 30.
30?
30.
What is...
At the time of this video, she was 26.
What?
26?
Wow. All right. Everyone pull your dicks out. Time to jerk. But she's a fucking little creepo.
Yeah.
She, let me tell you something. What are some of her other videos?
One is, I look too young for my age. That's what Harrington's on right now.
Anything else?
There's a bunch of learning how to kiss, how to get rid of a female mustache, adults with braces.
Every woman should watch that one. That's just good.
Doing my makeup for a date.
Can you send that one to Kim? How to get rid of a female mustache.
Yeah, makeup before a date.
Yeah. And does she have like millions of views on all of her videos, or is it just the ones where it's her teaching how to kiss? Because she makes money on those. So she goes like, that's probably why she keeps on posting those.
She has it on a lot of them. The two kissing ones are the ones over a million, but the rest are a substantial.
Okay.
500,000.
Yeah, I have a feeling there's not a video how to do your taxes.
Yeah. So go back to the kissing video. She might be onto something here.
All right, let's see what she's got.
Let's see.
As if you were about to kiss that person. However, let me just explain a little bit. When you're planning to make out with this certain person, I would suggest to first start kissing. Start kissing for a good 2 minutes or so until maybe, you know, you're done kissing that person. You kiss them everywhere, your lips, you bit their lips, and, you know, it's getting kind of hot in there. When you are ready to initiate that you want to make out with that person, you're going to open your lips and kind of stick out your tongue a little bit. So it's going to go like this. So you're kissing that person.
Come on, guys.
2 minutes of that?
Harrington, get in here.
Yeah, get the. Okay.
See how I did it right there?
Yes.
Is that a Spanish accent or an Asian accent?
I think she's Spanish.
Now, I'm not trying to eat that person because I know I have kissed a couple of guys out there that their kissing is too rough. And when they put their tongue into my mouth, it's not attractive because you can tell that they just do not know how to kiss. So you want to start very, very slowly. When you kiss that person, see how I'm doing right here? I'm kind of putting my tongue out a little bit. In a very soft.
Do you realize all three of us forgot we were on a podcast
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it's like, she's just doing the same thing over again.
We just watched the same clip we already saw.
Why are we and the three writing of us jokes forgot. And trying to sell fucking tickets? What's the point?
If one of your friends started dating a girl that looked like that, would it be concerning to you?
What, like with the braces and shit like that?
Yeah, she's not a child. She's 26. Okay?
But she behaves like a child.
But she kind of looks like a child, has braces, looks very young.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Don't be braces.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with it technically, but isn't it somebody that is sort of like fetishizing a child?
You know what it feels like? It feels like when someone plays like the parents on like a Disney show. It's like they're there and they're just making the money. Like, you know, like when you see like a comedian, like just go to be the dad on a Nickelodeon show.
Yes, yes.
It's like, yeah, he's getting a steady check. He's never going to be in the adult world ever again. And it's just like, all right, that's just what that guy does now.
So that guy's a pedophile. What are you saying? I'm not sure.
I don't know. But I think that's the realm that she falls into. Like she's like weird now, ambiguous. She's probably asexual. That girl doesn't fuck anyone.
If Harrington started dating a girl like that, wouldn't you be like, Harrington's a fucking pedo?
I don't know. I'm not seeing what you guys are seeing. Aside from the braces, I don't think that she looks super young.
The braces are really fucking...
It's just the braces.
That's a big...
The room is crazy, too. Who's 26 with posters on that wall like that?
That's a good point.
Yeah, she obviously... That's the thing. She looks...
And she's not talking to other 26-year-olds.
She's talking to children.
Exactly.
This is like her, here's the... When you put a video like how to make out and you look like that and you're like... So you got that special boy you like, and
yeah, yeah.
Like, the whole thing she's doing is like she's trying to look like a child talking about it, and there's a lot of clicks of just some fucking pervert that searched teenager making out or whatever, and like that's that. I would be concerned if my friend started dating a chick that was wearing. It's not just wearing braces. I remember there was a chick that at my mom's job when I was younger. She was a really hot chick and she had braces. Now I'm like 12 at the time, so obviously I'm looking at her as like, but even thinking back now, it's like that girl must look so young to me now. Like if I would have seen her, I would assume she was a fucking child.
Right, but you know what she's like? You remember that house in the neighborhood with there was a younger adult, but you could go over there and do fucked up shit because she was like cool with all the kids. But there's clearly something wrong with them that they're hanging out with a bunch of 16, 17, right. 18-year-old kids.
I didn't have anybody like that in my neighborhood, but yes, I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, yeah. Like, even the guy who does that, like the guy who's just always helping the neighborhood kids play football and shit like that. Like, yeah, there's something... Like,
you gotta watch that guy.
There's something weird, yeah, about a 28-year-old man who wants to be steady QB for, like, a bunch of kids in the fucking street all day long. And that's what she is.
Drake, I don't know how recently he started dating this chick, but apparently he's dating an 18-year-old model. Look up the name of the model. Drake is 31 years old, and he's dating an 18-year-old model. She graduated from high school in June. Beautiful girl, obviously. She's a model.
Right.
Dating Drake. You're not going to be dating Drake unless you're fucking gorgeous. But there's somebody, you know, a 31-year-old dating an 18-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why somebody would look at that as being creepy. This is the chick.
Her name's Bella Harris.
Bella Harris. Yeah, she's beautiful. Gorgeous girl.
So he has a 40-year-old baby mama and an 18-year-old girlfriend.
He ain't fucking around. Good for Drake. Look, I'm not hating. I say good for him. She's hot. Fuck it, right? You know, legal age. Do what you got to do. I'm just saying, if I had a friend that was dating an 18-year-old, like legitimately dating, I would go like, yeah. It's a little weird. A little bizarre.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know? That's the kind of stuff that ruins a friendship. Because it's like, I don't understand that, and I can't hang out with you anymore. You
know what
I mean?
Like, fucking an 18-year-old is almost like a bucket list. Like, oh, dude, you fucked an 18-year-old? Good for you, buddy. But it's like wanting to be around and continuously fuck and you know.
Listen to.
Yeah.
Have conversations with.
It's a bit much. It's a bit much.
Yeah.
You know?
But also understand that dude, like Drake, socially, he's probably still like an 18-year-old.
That's actually a good point.
He's been famous since he was a kid.
Right.
I said this to Kim last night. I was like, it's not as creepy as a normal dude. Because when you're famous since you were a kid, you never really grow up. I say this about comedians. I feel like comedians act like we're 10 years younger than we really are. I act like a 26-year-old.
Yeah.
The way I live my life is more like a 26-year-old than a 36-year-old.
Yeah. You should be fat with a bunch of kids. Yeah, and, you know.
I'm sure there's more out there. But yeah, I think with Drake, you know, let's just say he probably has the mentality of a 21-year-old. And, you know, at that point, you kind of go like, it really doesn't matter. And she's going to grow up in this fucking world as well. It's just they're not real people. Like Ariana Grande.
And
like,
she's a model, so she might have the mentality of a fucking 30-year-old.
Yeah. Or an 8-year-old. Who knows? Either way, win-win.
Yeah, because I think a regular girl who's been in the world that has a job cannot find Drake interesting.
Yeah.
Once you get past the house and the cars and you like really try to talk to him, it's just like, there's nothing.
Maybe. I mean, or who knows? Maybe he's fucking enlightened on another level because he doesn't have to deal with the bullshit of the everyday world and he's looking at fucking the important things in life. Who fucking knows, right?
Yeah,
who knows? But yeah, I'm not going to hate on the guy. Here it gets a little creepier, though. The reason I even heard about the story was because apparently Millie Bobby Brown, the chick on Stranger Things, mm-hmm. The little girl, 11, she's 14 years old, and apparently she's become really close friends with Drake, and they were talking to her on the red carpet, and she was like, oh yeah, me and Drake, we just texted the other day, and I was like, I miss you so much. He was like, I miss you, I can't wait to see you. So everyone's just posting, it's like, Drake texts 14-year-old, I miss you. And I don't know, I almost feel like it is a little fucking weird, but these people are all in this whole other world of like being celebrities.
But I think that's also where, I think this is the same shit that's been going on, where now you're starting to see all of these allegations come out. Well, you know, he came to me when I was young, very young. I kept quiet about it. You know what I mean? Like,
you think Drake might be grooming her for when she's 18?
I don't think he knows how to cut that off. Like, you know what I mean? Like he might genuinely go, oh, well, she's famous, I'm famous, we should be friends.
Yeah.
And then naturally, and that, especially with like social media allows you to just kind of creep on people.
And you're not really, social media also allows you to quote unquote be friends. But if this was 1990, where he would have to pick up the phone, you know, call her, go to dinner, hang out, it's like that's, I don't think they're friends that way.
Right.
I'm, you know, I'm friends with people via social media. Like I'm, I would say that I am friends with Joey Diaz, right? Like, in the world of comedy and social media and like I do his podcast, I've only really met Joey like 8 times.
Right.
So am I really Joey's friend? Like a friend? Like right. Fucking, like it's a weird.
If he was in the hospital, how long would it take for you to find out?
Just a weird definition of what like a friend is. And social media allows that, you know, I think people to look at like the idea of being a friend much easier. I have way more friends if I go by that standard. But by the standard of 1990, who do I go to dinner with? Who do I go to lunch? Not that I would go to dinner with Joey, and I've gotten food with Joey, and fucking, it's a little different though. It's like I have very few of those people in my life where, you know, like we'll link up and go and get a beer at a bar together or go grab lunch together. There's like 5 people like that in my life, you know? So yeah, I guess people like any story, but it does, the fact that he's dating an 18-year-old girl compounded with the fact that he's texting this 14, then you go like that. Those are two little things where you go, huh? Okay.
But what I'm saying is, I think that that's
every other little boy on that show must be like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
How can I compete with that?
Yeah.
Right. But I think, like, now he was also in the same position. Because remember when he was on that Canadian TV show? A lot of the girls that he was on the show with were hot.
Yeah.
Like, really hot. And because he wasn't who he was then, they weren't paying him any attention.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that same, remember, I guess maybe this might just be a hood thing, but remember, like, in high school, there were always, like, the grown men that would show up when high school was out with cars and dogs and shit like that, and they would get all the high school girls. So if you were, like, a high school dude, if you couldn't pull a high school chick, then you have to go to middle school. Like, you know, you have to keep going backwards, you know what I mean, in order to get a chick.
Yeah. And when I was in the fourth grade, I was dating a preschooler. Fucking hot.
But I think with him being friends with, like, the girl from Stranger Things,
but he was also young and famous on a TV show, so he also might be able to connect with her on, like, a advice level,
right?
Yeah, maybe a mentorship level, you know.
But that's what I'm saying, I think girls are a bit naive with their posts on social media. Like, they forget everybody that they friend. So, like, girls would do shit like post a picture of them on vacation with their boyfriend,
yeah,
knowing, like, okay, it'll be her on the beach with her boyfriend. Everyone's just zooming right into the pussy. No one gives a fuck that it's like your boy. It's like, oh, it's her. And yeah, even though she's your, whatever your friendship is with her, you're going to zoom right in on her tits and pussy.
Of course.
And it's like, she didn't put that picture up there for that, but she's naive to the fact that.
But she also kind of put that picture up there for that because she did put up the picture that she looks best in. She took 10 of them and she picked the one where her fucking titties look the best, guaranteed. Yeah, so let's get fucking real.
Right.
Just try to act like, Shannon, stop trying to act like you ain't a fucking skeevy hoe. You all skeevy hoes. Every one of you. You know what the fuck's up. That's why I like Shannon, because she just fucking, she just says, yep, you're right, boss, I am.
Mm-hmm.
All right, gentlemen, let's take a moment really quickly and talk about one of our sponsors, which is Vuori Clothing. Love Vuori Clothing, Zach.
You do. You're all about it, buddy.
I really do. I wear them all the time. We went after them specifically as a sponsor because I love their shit, dude. The clothing is so nice. It's really, really nice, stylish, athletic wear. So if you're going from the gym out to, like, a meeting, or, you know, out to lunch, or let's say you don't want to. This is what I do a lot. We don't have strict rules here about how you dress. Everyone's sort of dressed pretty comfortable. So sometimes I'll just come into work and I'll want to go to the gym after work and I want to carry a gym bag. It's perfect for that. To be honest with you, they're just the nicest clothes I own. I'm going to be honest with you. If you really look at the clothes, like, I'm not like a dude that's known to be super stylish. This is really beautiful quality stuff. I love it. All of my workout clothes during my training camp for my fight was Vuori Clothing. And I'm going to tell you right now, go look at my Instagram, look at the pictures. Really, really, really beautiful stuff. Not only comfortable, but the actual quality itself is really, really nice. They got stylish training shorts, active pants, shirts, hoodies, and more. The sweatpants they sent me are literally, in my entire wardrobe, the most comfortable thing I've ever worn. The inside of it is just so silky smooth. They're lightweight, comfortable. Love Vuori Clothing. This is a great gift. If you're a chick listening to this, you want to get your man to look better and dress better, that's a perfect gift for him. Or if you're just a dude that wants to kick up his game a little bit without having to fucking dress like you're a nerd that, you know, is at working at some crazy high-end fucking Wall Street job. Dude, it's amazing. Right now, go to VuoriClothing.com. That is VuoriClothing.com. VuoriClothing.com. And make sure you use the promo code REAL25, R-E-A-L-25, and check this out. We're giving you 25% off of anything you order. 25% off, unbelievable clothing, unbelievable quality, 25% off with the promo code REAL25. Do it for yourself, but best of all, do it for us. You know, we love when you guys support our sponsors, and these guys are fucking super cool. I love the stuff they gave us, so love yourself a little bit. All right, let's get back into it. This is kind of a big news story. This is kind of funny to me. It shouldn't be a big news story, but it will continue to be a big news story because people just don't know how to deal with, they don't know how to navigate the world of being a comedian in 2018. So we watch comedians constantly getting in trouble and then floundering and freaking out and going like, oh my God, what do I do? And apologizing, our good friends Christina Hutchinson and Corinne Fisher from the Guys We Fucked podcast, they found themselves in some hot water. Do you have any of that info? Pull up the clip in question, the actual clip from the show. They have it out there. People are posting it everywhere. So 2014, if you guys don't know, Guys We Fucked is a podcast hosted by two comedians that I know. We've sort of had an up and down relationship, the Guys We Fucked podcast and the Legion of Skanks guys. And, you know, the whole, we had a big falling out with them a couple years ago and we publicly kind of went back and forth. And, you know, I think that when the smoke cleared, I don't really harbor any like ill will or resentment. I truly don't. I don't give a fuck. I think that they dealt with more because they weren't as popular of a podcast as us at the time. I think they just dealt with more shit, and our fans are just fucking, you know, they're assholes. So mm-hmm. they will just mm-hmm. they'll come at these chicks and say mean things. And, you know, Corinne specifically, you know, she definitely still harbors some resentment. I can tell she does. We invited them to Skankfest to perform this year, and Corinne turned it down. And it's fine. It is what it is. You know, I understand, you know, from her perspective, you know, I'm sure things were said to them that were fucking mean, but we never encourage our fans to say shit to them. It's like, they called me a bad dad publicly, basically. And
oh
then,
shit, you're still a dad?
They did. They basically called me a bad dad in Sam Roberts' show. And, you know, at that point we retaliated. And then we had a lot of fun. We made a sketch with me and Dave dressed up as them, and we fucked with them a little bit. And it really wasn't like anything crazy. We just fucking kind of destroyed them on that side of it. And they didn't really ever respond with anything funny. It was just kind of like them being pissed off. So regardless, years later, you know, let bygones be bygones. I sort of, you know, I don't really give a shit anymore. We see each other. We're very like casually friendly. Even me and Corinne, even though she'll kind of like bust my balls or whatever, somewhat friendly. You know, she's judged the Roast Masters a couple times, and you know, we tried to, you know, everyone's just trying to be professional and cool. So these girls did a show in 2014. Do you have the clip up? Okay. And in this show, they were discussing Corinne going on a date with a black guy over the weekend.
Get excited.
So this is the clip. Go ahead.
I had sex with two dudes.
Sweet.
And one was a black guy.
Score!
It was my second black guy, though. Everyone's like, oh, is that your first black guy? And I'm like, excuse me, I've been fucking black guys.
Yeah, but you even said your first one didn't count.
The early 2000s. Thank you very much.
The early 2000s.
Yeah, this was like a real black guy. Like, basketball player height.
Yeah.
Stature.
Yeah. Deep voice.
Lives uptown.
Yeah, he does.
Does he have a deep voice? Yeah, I guess he has a deep
he
voice.
He does, I think. Don't know. He looks pretty black.
He's pretty black.
He's very handsome.
Oh, he is very handsome.
He doesn't
act black enough, though, but he was this weekend, so it was okay.
What do you mean? Like, talk black?
No, just act, like, more like I thug. I don't like people who, like black people who act like white people, which I know we're going to get a bunch of letters like, why do black people act like? Guys, we all fucking know.
Yeah, don't.
When we say
get your head
stereotypically
in
what black people act like, and that's what I like.
Yeah.
I like that. She's being
Nico
honest.
Nico's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Oh, he's all right, got
so
that.
All right, so, all right, hold on. They said Nico's a thugged out black guy?
Did they say Nico?
Yeah.
What?
Are they referring to Nico White?
No, there's no way. His last name is White.
The Whites.
I'm disappointed it was Nico.
Yeah. So this is what they're in trouble for. So some chick found this, and she was like super disappointed in this podcast and blah, 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 blah. And then a bunch of people are jumping on board with
they
it now.
They accused them of fetishizing black men.
Fetishizing black men, which, to be honest with you, anytime I fuck a woman of a different race, I'm fetishizing her a little bit.
Yes.
I look at my brown skin against white skin.
It.
Yeah, dude, you're fucking some white pussy, dog. Yeah. That's fucking dope. White pussy. Yeah. This Asian broad. What?
Yeah.
An Asian. Indian broad. Ew, you did it? Yeah, I did it.
I mean, sex in general. Vagina, huh?
Yeah. You're kind of fetishizing, and you are...
You get to meet the person later.
You are... You know, they say objectifying. You're objectifying that pussy or that dick. In that moment, it's a tool to fuck. Yeah. You know, what do you want me to say? It's a fucking... Let me fucking get that inside of me, or let me put this inside of that and fucking... Yeah. Now, on what level you psychologically kind of get into shit, you know, I don't, once again, I feel like it's sort of, you want to have a fucking honest conversation. These fucking white bitches are going, yeah, like, they're not racist. She's saying, I want to fuck this man. I'm attracted to this man.
Yeah.
I want to do it again. But because she's having a conversation in a way that you don't like, you'll scrutinize it. And it's the problem with not just being a comedian, with trying to be on that side and being considering yourself a feminist and being a leader and writing a book and doing all this other stuff. They're going to take everything you've ever said and they're going to scrutinize it eventually. And what happened was, the reality is, those girls were having an honest conversation to a certain degree. But
let's be honest, how old were they? 2014. They were like young broads.
It doesn't even matter. They were having a conversation in an honest way, but also trying to be funny with it. They were being provocative. She's, you know, when Corinne says, oh, we all know how black people act, she's being somewhat funny there. Now, there's some truth to that. Mm-hmm. There, people are going, what do you mean? Oh, how do black people act? Anybody who does that is not being honest. Anybody who's going, like, what do you mean? How do black people act?
Yeah, yeah.
That is a dishonest human being.
Yes. You and don't, anyone who's honest will go, you know, like black people. Like black people. You know?
But that, how do you side with the dishonest human being? How do you look at that interaction there? And this is the way society is now. And you go, I'm on that person's side. You're like, that person's not being honest. We all know what she's saying there.
Right.
Everyone fucking knows it. Let's not be children. But you will literally say, I don't know if it's conscious, subconscious, whatever it is. They convince themselves like, well, that's righteous. I have to be there. Even though it is a dishonest person and it's a dishonest thought and it's a dishonest conversation. How do you not at the very least just appreciate the honesty? And this is me defending these bitches who I don't like. I like them. I don't have any problem with them. I have no problem with them. But I'm saying like you want comedians. The reason people listen to podcasts and listen to comedians is because in a humorous way, comics come together. They have a conversation. Sometimes we don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Sometimes we bring up a news story or something happens during the show and I don't know what side I'm on, right? So something will happen and I don't have all the facts. We do a segment on this show called Guess the News where we're guessing the little things. So we don't have all the facts and we're still having a conversation and we're having an honest conversation.
You know, like people do.
Yeah.
Yeah, like fucking people do. And then we, in a funny, humorous way, either come to a conclusion or don't, or we argue or we don't, or we agree or whatever it is. But that whole process, I think, is why people like listening to comedy podcasts. They sit in on that process. And if you are just touting one side over and over again, you know, in my opinion, that's not a really interesting conversation. There's nothing funny about it. Right. It doesn't take you on any further place. So either way, these girls are being scrutinized now. Now, Christina, who, look, I've always said I liked Christina. She's fine. She's the more of the friendlier of the two, but also the more phony of the two. Like, I also appreciate Corinne because Corinne will just say, yeah, I don't fucking like you. Beat it, faggot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, fine, cool. I there's something about that I just appreciate honesty.
Right.
You know? Whereas Corinne.
Lewis and I also take the sentence, beat it, faggot, very differently.
Yeah, yeah. So Christina's more like, oh, I'm friends with her. She'll give me a hug. Hey, buddy. But I know in her, when I walk away, she goes, yeah, fucking beat it, faggot. Cool. Like, yeah. She's doing the same thing, but she's just doing it a different way. So, I, you know, who do you like more? Do you like the person that's just friendlier on the surface, but being phony? Or do you like the person who's just kind of a cunt to you, but is honest?
And the answer to that question is the one who posts pictures of her fat ass on Instagram. Yeah.
Does one of them have fat ass?
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Most of the public prefer the first one. They prefer everyone to smile on their face and pretend that everything is okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, I probably do as well because it creates no friction in my life.
No.
I appreciate Corinne more. If you're asking me who I have more respect for, I probably have more respect for Corinne. Who do I want to deal with in my everyday life? I want to deal with the person smiling and fucking.
Nah,
it doesn't affect me.
It will affect you because you begin to believe that that's true, and then when you find out it's not, it really fucks with you because
doesn't
you knew it
really
wasn't to begin with. But over time, you allowed yourself to believe that.
Means literally nothing to me. Okay, so this is the... all right, here, really quick. This is what the person tweeted.
Yeah, who are these people, too? We got to investigate these people.
This is a person named Aloni.
Aloni.
O-L-O-N-I, 67.5 thousand Twitter followers, award-winning sex and relationships blogger, Simply Aloni.
How do they have
presenter, influencer, and content creator... IG Aloni, simply Aloni at gmail.com, no dilemmas, blah, 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 blah.
How many
blah.
Posts do they have on Instagram? I'm just curious, like, who has time to be listening to 4-year-old podcasts?
I don't know. So, listen, she wrote, really disappointed with the sex podcast. I respected their work and even bought their book till they started fetishizing black men. Dear white women, black men are not sexual objects you can tick off your bucket list for your own sexual gratification. This drag will be postponed.
Mm.
So here's a clip, and then they showed the clip. She posted the fucking clip, which has 2,000 retweets, 3,000 likes, 531 comments. Then she went on to say, this is wrong on so many levels. Christina, Hutch, sorry about last night. You both literally just fetishized black men. It was extremely uncomfortable to listen to. Please do better. Now, Christina responds, I will do better. I understand why that's fucked up. That episode came out a while ago, and we've had so many conversations about why it's fucked up. I'm sorry. I can't imagine how disappointing that must have been to hear. You know what's more disappointing to hear? It's more disappointing to hear a fucking comedian not stand by a fucking joke they made on a podcast
but just
years
out
ago.
Out of curiosity, did that satisfy the girl, or did the girl continue?
No! People, you're not bothered at all, because you've recorded, posted, re-listened, recorded again, posted, and still didn't get it.
This
you
the same girl
anyone.
That said
no, it? It's a different one. These are all other people. You know, what do you have to say about this? And where's Philanthropy Gal? She's the one saying it. It doesn't matter what you have to say about it. Stop deflecting. Pay attention to the conversation at hand. These are all women that used to follow, unfollowing, used to be a real fan.
By the way, you know who's not involved in this conversation? Black men.
Nobody gives a black man nothing fuck. Black men are like, yo, I tore up that white pussy.
That was me.
Yo, dog, I tore up that white pussy.
All right. Have you ever felt fetishized by a white woman, and did you care?
Yes, I felt fetishized by a white woman.
Every time you fuck a white chick, I'm sure you feel fetishized
a little bit. I leaned all the way the fuck into
it. You should.
And, you know, use it to my advantage.
Goddamn right.
Shit.
You know how many times I fuck a Jewish chick? And because I know it because I'm Puerto Rican. It's like a big fucking no-no, like real Jewish chicks. I've hooked up with a few like legit real deal Jews.
Yeah.
And they specifically go like, oh my God, like my father would fucking kill me like if she knew. And it's about my race. And yeah, I'm also fetishizing hooking up with this fucking Jew broad. My mom was super anti-Semitic and I was like, oh shit. It was like built into me when I was a younger kid that Jews were like bad people somehow.
Yes.
So you fetishize it in a fucking weird way. And I mean, let's get real. Is there anything negative here? You're making love.
Right.
You're hooking up.
And we're getting shit off of our... This woman is less racist because I'm allowing her to fetishize me.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then she'll continue to go on and have conversations.
You might have kids one day.
No, this black dude
is talking
actually
about? It doesn't
really
matter.
Nice.
It's about the fucking meat and potatoes, the fucking results. Like, what is going on here?
Right.
You have people that are like... It's a beautiful thing that people will put their prejudices aside. If somebody is fetishizing a person of another race, it means... Means in a weird way they're prejudging them. They have a prejudice, you know? And if they have that prejudice, they're somehow putting aside is not the right thing. They're using it in a positive way, and they're starting a relationship, whether it's just sex or a bigger relationship with that person, in spite of that prejudice, because of that prejudice. I don't know. That's actually one way where a prejudice can be a positive thing, where you can say, oh, how is prejudice positive? Like, oh, what about a person who really likes hooking up with a person of another race because it gets them going sexually? It really does. How's that a bad thing in any way?
I like this Louis J. King speech.
It's true.
I have a dream.
Sometimes it goes the other way. Sometimes a black girl's like, you know what? I feel like getting my pussy eaten.
And going
that
on a
went
swim.
Over my head.
I don't know. This is another chick. Damn it, I really loved y'all. Had to unfollow. Yeah, I mean, look, everybody coming in, more and more people.
It's that old school mob mentality, but it's like the mob is being stirred up by like the snake oil salesman, you know, they just kind of, yeah, and I heard she fetishizes black people, and the whole crowd goes, ah, like that's really what it is.
Here it goes. Yeah, somebody else wrote this. This guy wrote, Christina, never apologize to these people, never. For one, it doesn't work. Do you see anyone in the comments accepting your apology? Did apologizing stop BuzzFeed from publishing a hit job on you? If you're going to be a bastard, commit to being a bastard.
And what are people's responses to her? I'm sure they responded to her.
It was a dude,
too.
And some dude wrote a clap.
Oh, claps. Okay.
Yeah, so then here's where Christina, I lose even more respect for Christina, because then she goes on to fucking post. This is where it's fucked up. This is the difference between me and these chicks, okay, and just who we are. Let's see. So she might have taken down that one. Yeah, she took down the responses.
I just don't understand. Fetishizing is better than hatred, right? Like if she would
have take it down. Sorry, she didn't take it down. So she goes, this is what she wrote. Somebody else, this chick wrote to her, can you explain what was meant by he wasn't black enough? And then she's fucking responding. Literally, I mean, if somebody were tweeting these things at me,
yeah,
I would fucking, I mean, I couldn't even imagine like where I would fucking go with this. I mean, you have people, you have strangers questioning you, going like, well, can you please explain to me what you meant by he wasn't black enough?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going, Suck my dick. That's what was meant by that. That's not your response. Go fuck yourself. Go fucking die in a fire, bitch. I don't fucking know you.
Yeah.
Don't listen, bitch. That's my response, right? But these girls, because they live in this world and they fucking need these fucking people who are not comedy fans, who are not fans of their podcast, but a fan of a movement. When you are latching onto a movement, and it's not, look, my fans, they're not a fans of any fucking movement. They're a fan of me. That's it. It has nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with fucking Donald Trump, nothing to do with feminism, anti-feminism, fucking men's rights, none of that shit. Nobody gives a fuck about any of that shit if you're a fan of mine, okay? So she now has to fucking cower because everything they've built up has been based off of latching onto a movement and having feminists go, like, look how powerful these girls are. Look what they're doing. And now this is one thing they found. I promise you right now, because they're apologizing, they're going to go start finding other things. They're going to keep on going through. Yeah. Because you apologize, this is where Christina, this is my advice to Christina.
Don't
delete your fucking stupid apology. Say, hey, you know what? It's my fucking job as a comedian to try to be funny. And throughout these years on this podcast, we've been looking for funny things and we have open conversations with microphones on. They're not really edited. We just try to find funny things. And sometimes we're trying to be provocative. And that was the case. That's it. There's no apology there. It is what it the fuck is. And I guarantee you, they have said substantially worse on their podcast.
Yeah.
Substantially worse. That's nothing. That's just, I guarantee you they've made worse jokes. And I guarantee you, mark my words, today, over at the next week or two, you're going to see more and more things popping up about these girls. More things that they've said. They're going to get more in trouble. And they're going to keep on fucking cowering and cowering and cowering. And they're going to fuck up. She needs to delete her fucking apology. She needs to say, hey, look, if you don't enjoy the show, don't listen. This is the process. We try to find funny in real time. You get to fucking listen. If you don't want to hear provocative things, please don't press play on a show called Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
That's the name of the show. Right. You're offended. You're afraid about hearing dirty jokes on a show called Guys We Fucked. Carry the fuck on. Move on to the next show, idiot. This would be my response if anybody ever dared to say anything about Legion of Skanks. First of all, I would just send them a picture of me in blackface. I'm like, really? That's what you got mad about, idiot?
First of all, they need to title their next episode Guys We Fetishized.
Oh, that's hilarious. They won't. Their next episode will be an apology episode about how wrong they were and about how much they've grown. So
that lets you know they weren't dealing with real thugged out black dudes because they tell you keep your fucking mouth shut. They can only hold you for 48 hours. You don't say shit. And I think that applies to social media prosecution also. Shut your fucking mouth. Don't say shit. 48 hours is the longest they can hold you.
Yeah.
And after that, you let them do their job. If you're accusing me of something,
the attention span disappears. The attention span disappears. So they move on to something else because they need, people need to have this where they're tanking somebody down every day. So they need to move on to it. And if you're not responding, I said the best advice that my mom ever gave me on the last show was to punch a bully square in the face. The way you punch a fucking an internet troll in the face, you can say, go fuck yourself, suck my dick, or you can just not respond.
Don't respond.
Not responding is a straight up fucking jab to a fucking internet bully's face. They're like, wait, what? Huh? And they keep on getting jabbed, and they keep on going, I don't want to be jabbed anymore. Right. Let me go on to this next one where I could fucking land a big haymaker on a motherfucker, right?
Right.
So this is what she said. Can you explain what was meant by he was not black enough? She said, that was not me who said that.
Oh.
Regardless, that has to be beyond disappointing to hear, and I'm sorry I didn't step in.
Oh, my God.
I want to erase insensitive dialogue from my conversations, and I'm trying to do that by shutting the fuck up and listening when people point it out. So thank you.
Well, she must be on to something.
Thank you,
big.
Queen Black Woman, for pointing out my misdeeds. I am so sorry. How fucking weak.
This bitch is bowing down at the throne of Zamunda.
Or
some
is
fucking
this
bitch who's fucking who sells fucking incense in Chinatown on a corner somewhere is making her fucking bend down to her.
But maybe it's social media judo. Maybe she's using her own momentum. Oh, you're right. Well, thank you.
Well,
sorry.
Same. I was gonna bite her in the ass.
Yeah.
The fact that she didn't stand by her friend. This is the point where you lose respect for Christina, right? Because, first of all, it was you who fucking said it. It was you also going like, oh, yeah, he was hyping. My bad. You're hemming and hawing. You're keeping the conversation going on. It is a dialogue. Now, it wasn't the moment where the line, he wasn't black enough, but you know what the fuck she's talking about, and you didn't step in. So you were saying, now you wish, if you can go back in time, you wish during that conversation, you went, hold on, Corinne, time out. What are you doing? You're fetishizing a black man on our show? Well, no, I have to step in here. This isn't what we do on the show, Corinne. So if you're going to have that attitude, maybe we should be doing a show with a different person.
Yeah, but
that's what you're saying you would have done if you could go back in time. That is, it's so fucking weak.
Fucking
it's gross, dude. It's gross. And look, I get it. She has to. When you're in that world, you almost have to, but it won't work. That guy nailed it.
Kilstein.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. I in a weird way, it's fucked up because I don't actually wish bad on anybody. I don't want to see that. I was about to go, yeah, I hope it does happen, but I don't. I don't want to see these girls lose their fucking careers.
That behavior is crazy. Like, literally, you just dimed out your friend.
Yep.
You literally, for a lighter sentence, you said, ho, well, that wasn't me that did that. I should have stepped in. You're right. But that wasn't me. That was her. She was out of control. I don't know what happened that
day. When I read that line, everyone in the booth just shook their head like, damn. Literally, everyone, it was a natural reaction. When I read the line, that wasn't me, regardless of beyond disappointed here, I should have stepped in. Harrington and Shannon both went, damn, really? you actually did that? That's fucking up and out there. That is the loyalty that you show to your friend.
Yeah.
I hope Corinne's Twitter is just a pinned tweet of her with a black dick in her mouth giving a thumbs up.
I'm blocked from Corinne. Can somebody tell me what Corinne said? I'm blocked from Corinne's everything. So please tell me what Corinne's response is. If Corinne literally fucking, if she says go fuck yourself, I'll say this. We may not like each other. I am a fan of Corinne Fisher. If Corinne Fisher comes out and says, yeah, go fuck yourself. I made a joke. Sorry. Suck a dick. Beat it. You know, and then just shows a picture of her fucking with another black guy, like, that is what you do, you idiots.
Yeah.
You fucking fools. A lesson in comedy needs to be fucking taught to some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't apologize. I'm not saying, look, and people are going like, oh, you're trashing Norm for apologizing. Norm didn't really apologize for a joke. Norm MacDonald apologized for misspeaking, I guess, or them printing his words wrong. I don't even really
know.
For
a serious statement being misinterpreted.
Yeah, and you, to be honest with you, you can, I'm not saying never apologize. I'm not saying, yeah, dude, fucking trick a Mountain Dew, go skateboard, never apologize. No, if you fuck up in life, apologize. If I have somebody, I've apologized for making jokes. I remember one time I brought up Mateo Lane on a show at The Stand years ago. And I don't know what it was. I just had a moment where I brain farted and I was trying to say something funny. We were like, everyone's like busting each other's balls. I forget what show it was, but it was like we're busting each other's balls. And I said something like as basic and dumb and fucking ignorant as, if you guys want to know anything about AIDS, you know, this is the next comic or something like that. Like, really just kind of like not even funny, like low hanging fruit, like not funny at all. And afterwards,
speaking of low hanging fruit, right, Mateo Lane.
But I went up to him and I was like, hey, dude, I'm sorry I made that joke. I was like, that's not like,
oh, you initiated the apology.
He didn't even think about it. He didn't say a word. He didn't even think about it. I don't even think it registered in his head that I made that dumb joke because I think I'm known for making dumb jokes.
Right.
But in my head, I went, wait a minute. First of all, he's a fucking comic. Nobody's trying to be like, you're not going to take his moment away, even a small show. I don't give a fuck, dude. This guy's supposed to be the man for that time. And I'm not going to just simply boil him down to being a fucking gay kid with AIDS as he's about to go fucking try to own a fucking room. Even for busting each other's balls, I felt like, for me personally, it didn't seem right. And then I started, like, in my head, as he's on stage, it's all going through my head. I was like, he probably has friends who have AIDS. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we're being funny, but it's like, it's not really my... It wasn't a show where we're roasting each other.
You didn't mean what you said. Therefore, there's no reason to stand behind it.
It wasn't fucking funny. And in my mind, I'm like, a guy who I like in Mateo Lane, who's a good dude, who's a funny guy, maybe he takes that away from him and goes, oh, fuck Lewis. Like, that was like in my head, I'm going, like, I don't want Mateo to not like me because I made some joke that I didn't believe in. So I went up to Mateo, a person I made a joke about specifically on a very personal level, and said, hey, dude, I'm sorry I said that joke before. I just wasn't thinking, and I just said the stupidest thing that came to mind, and, you know. And he was like, oh, dude, don't worry. I didn't even think about it. But I'm not saying you need to never apologize for a fucking joke. If you fucking feel bad about something and you want to fucking apologize and you hurt somebody's feelings or whatever it is, but to publicly go on Twitter and to have to just lay yourself out there like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Shame on me.
Right.
Why did I do this? It wasn't even me who said it, by the way. It was her, and I should have stepped in and said something. Ugh.
But it is something fascinating about it to have a reaction. Like, I had one years ago. I used to do this joke about an aggravated assault charge that I landed for, like, fighting my baby mom, right? And I tell the whole story.
Stop telling these stories. You keep on coming on and telling these stories that they're not doing anything for you.
Right. Well, look, here's the thing. It was like, I would tell it on stage, and it was funny. It was this story about how When I met my baby
this
mom.
This bitch hasn't got a chin.
Yeah, yeah. When I met her, she was a booster. So she was
Who's there? The police. Go ahead, continue.
She was stealing clothes out of Burlington Coat Factory. Like, that's how I first even noticed this girl. And I went and tracked her down, and we were boosting together for a while. And I was in college at the time, and she cheated on me. Like, she, when I came home from class, I found her in bed, like, with another guy in our apartment. Ooh. And the guy got up and ran into the bathroom and barricaded himself in there. So I was, like, at the door, you know, banging, trying to get this guy to come out and fight me. And she's in
my... Is he naked?
Huh?
Is he naked?
He's got... He took clothes in there with him, and he's trying to get dressed and get out. But, like, you know...
Is there a window?
No. Because it's one of those, like, apartments where it's just a little vent.
So you just grab a chair, you put it in front of the door.
Well, what's happening is...
Let's go.
Because he didn't want to come out because I wasn't alone. I came with, like, two other dudes, right? And I was going to fight him one-on-one.
He came with one other chick.
But she's trying to get me out of the apartment. And I went to mush her away from me.
Mm.
And in me mushing her, I didn't pay attention to her distance. And her head went through the drywall next to the bathroom. So, like, that's the story that I tell on stage. Right. But, like, that's the story. There's comedic points to it. But this girl...
Is this the plot of the movie we were trying to... figured out before?
Very black.
So what happens is I'm telling this on stage, and this girl, like, the room is dying at the way I'm telling the story, but this one girl, she just has this disapproving face, arms closed, and I just say, hey, she's not enjoying this. I'm sorry. I'll finish this up, and then I move on. So afterwards, the girl comes up to me, and she goes, you never have to apologize for anything you say on stage. I mean, that's your right. And I was like, all right, cool. Thank you. And she was like, but to be honest, I saw you tell this joke last week at the Creek in the Cave.
You did it better.
And she goes, I wrote about you on Facebook.
Wow.
And I was like, really? And it was so funny because I didn't know the girl. Like, I didn't even notice that, you know, it's the same girl. So I was like, "Dude, can you friend request me? I want to see it." And it was so interesting because...
What was the angle on the Facebook
She said,
post?
I am watching a comedian tell a story about beating up his girlfriend. Ugh, not funny. And it was just like 1,000 comments of people like, oh, women. Fuck that. That guy's not... No, some of them were comics. Comics that like...
She was a comic too.
She was a comic. So, but the thing was, how many white knights were like, oh, is that drywall guy? Fuck him. He's not funny. Like, comics that like...
Are you known as a drywall guy?
At that time, that's how they referred to
business.
Me. That's how they were referring to me in this post. So it was very funny to see me as a phantom be like, to be a fly on the wall and just see yourself getting trashed from like thousands of like open micers and other people that want to save this girl and just agree with her.
Yeah, they want to look like... What was the girl? You don't want to say the girl's name, obviously.
Yeah, that's not really important. Well, I didn't respond to it, though.
I would just love to know her name just to know who it is. Can you write it down for me?
Yeah.
I just want to know who it is.
You're probably not going to know her, though.
I know a lot of these open mic comics. You'd be surprised. So, yeah, that is another problem with, like, just dudes in general. Like, they just fucking...
But I never said anything.
Those guys are also trying to fuck. Like, just
exactly.
That's their angle.
Exactly.
Women gotta understand that. It's like, those white knight guys are also just trying to fuck. And once again, the same way that you go, well, don't you want to be involved with the honest person? Wouldn't you rather a guy like... I'm not saying you're gonna fuck either one of these guys. But wouldn't you rather... Don't you appreciate me more? I'm going, yeah, what's up, girl? I just want to fuck. Versus the guy who's going like, what an animal. He's just trying to fuck you. That's crazy. Listen to me. Come with me. I will protect you from that. But this guy's just trying to fuck you, and he's just doing it in a snakier way.
Right.
It's
right.
A wolf in sheep's clothing. And how do you not want just the fucking wolf?
Right.
Don't you just want a wolf to eat your pussy once in a while? Shannon, what would you rather? A wolf or a wolf in sheep's clothing?
Yeah, wolf. Of course.
You want a fucking wolf? You goddamn right.
A wolf bang with a fucking sheep put on.
That's it. I'm telling you right now, the dishonesty here we are encouraged to be dishonest now. The Tonight Show with Norm Macdonald, that happened. Like, we're being discouraged, and it's a really fucking big turnoff. Honesty, you know, whether it's in music, art, film, comedy, that's sort of the main tenet. The main thing that holds it up is honesty, right? That's sort of the thing you go like, you know what, this is fucking real. And any great art, anything that we really appreciate, you go, it's fucking honest. It was made in a way you know, by a person who fucking loved doing it. You know, they're not a fucking hack. It's not somebody who's, you know, taking other work and passing it off on their own. It's truly coming from a place of fucking beauty. And it's always coming from a place of honesty.
Right.
And sometimes the honesty is ugly and it's not easy to swallow. Sometimes, you know, it makes you fucking uncomfortable. But you need to encourage that. It needs to be fucking encouraged.
Because it helps you see it from another point of view. Like my thing, my button on that story was the fact that I always have to answer to that aggravated assault charge. Anytime I was ever looking for employment, anything that was there, and what it makes it look like.
You don't
like,
really, because you could just stop bringing it up.
No. It was on my record. But here's the thing. What I thought was interesting about it was, you know, the circumstances, if you hear the story, you go, oh, that's not really that bad. But, you know, hearing it just the way she pointed it, oh, he just beats women. No, I don't beat women.
Yeah.
I was trying to fight a guy, and she got in the way, and she got hurt. You know what I mean? I stuck around through all that. She still had a kid with me afterwards. You know what I mean? Like, but the thing was, like, she, the girl, the comic that hated me for that, she understood 2 weeks later because her brother caught a charge for the same thing.
Oh, wow.
And then she goes, oh, wow, that was, you know, yeah. Were you looking for a pen?
No, I'm looking for the name of the chick. I forgot.
Don't even know who it is.
Yeah. I don't think she lasted long.
Don't even know who it is. Well, anyway, look. You know, the whole Corinne, Christina thing, we'll see how it all plays out, but it is kind of funny when you look at it. And also, like, really what they said, you're like, really? That's what you're holding them
right
to the fire over? Do you have any idea what we say on these shows?
Yeah.
But we own it. We're not pretending to be anything else. Stupid. Very stupid. When you pretend to be something else besides a comic, it's stupid. All right, so let's see. We got a couple more. You know what? Fuck it. Shannon, let's get some scams going.
I'm a very desperate man, and I live with my mother.
Scam that, Jew.
How many we got today, Shannon?
I picked 4.
Beautiful. Yeah. Scamthatjew@gmail.com is the website. If you guys don't know, we have you guys send in easy to pull off, low maintenance, low risk, high reward scam. So the higher the reward, the lower the risk.
The key is you got to be able to talk your way out of it.
Yeah, you can't get no jail time really risked in this. This is sort of like having the worst that should be able to happen is you have like your fucking password taken away on some website, right? You got to fucking come up with a new email address. So don't do anything crazy illegal, but we have 4 scams today, Shannon. First, tell me the name of the person and where they're from and if they have that information, and then tell us the scam and we'll see which one is going to be this week's winner of a free scam that you shirt. Make sure you pull up that shirt so they see what they can win.
Okay, Harrington's getting that. So the first one's from Zachary. Hey, Lewis, Zach, and Shannon, and esteemed guests. I miss Gangfest so bad. You guys did an amazing fucking job. You know how much the fans love you guys. Anyway, here's an easy one that I do every day. Saves me $1.50 daily. Cigarettes. I get Marlboro coupons that are one-time use, but I timed the picture right and saved the barcode, so I show it every morning with the purchase of my pack. It's about $10 a week, $520 a year, and it certainly helps, and it justifies my podcast subscription, so here's the pic. If they sent
the picture.
Yeah, I'll show it to you in 1 sec. If you read it, make sure you tell those faggots to roll the savings into their gas digital subscriptions. Much love. Can't wait to get out there to see more shows soon.
Ooh, this is good. I like the fact that he's also rolling the savings into the gas digital. So let me see the picture. Let's see what this is. So, $150 off of any one pack.
I guess it's style. The time is what he's...
Marlboro. I don't understand. Why? Why does that work?
I don't know. It's something about the time. He said that he times it right.
So that will work. Here's the thing. I can't... Aaron, can you go see if this will work really quick? I want a cigarette. Do you need cigarettes?
No, I'm down to like a pack a week. A, B, that is only for Maryland Sheetz.
Hancock, Maryland.
Specifically at the Sheetz in Maryland?
What it says is a mobile coupon for Sheetz number 43 in Hancock, Maryland. So okay. It only works at that place.
Doggy, I appreciate your effort here. This is a fucking, you know.
If you smoke a pack a day of Marlboros in that part of Maryland, that is a good scam.
It's a good scam, but it's too small of a group of people that could use it. Yeah, that one's probably not going to win. Shannon, let's go to the next scam.
Okay, the next one is from Janice G, I think. I don't know.
This might be my sister. J-E-N-I-E-C-E?
Yeah.
It's my sister, definitely, for sure.
Okay, so this works for any sort of liquid product that you can grab at the grocery store that isn't sealed for freshness. I use it for laundry detergent and this expensive hair detangler, which is $25 a bottle. I buy the product, keep the receipt for a full refund, then buy a much cheaper, similar version, swap the bottles. I have a big empty detergent bottle I keep for swapping purposes. I pour my Tide into it, then put the cheap stuff into the Tide bottle to return. I promise you they don't get paid enough to give a shit if they even kind of suspect something's amiss. I kind of rotate 4 or 5 stores, so I'm only hitting the same one every few months or so.
That is all. That's a good, yeah. That's really good.
Similar though to the last one that won, right? Which was the sheets.
Yeah, you take the tag off the expensive sheets.
Not even the tag, which you do. You buy two sets of sheets.
And you switch the packaging.
Yeah, so you buy like really expensive, like $300 sheets, and then you buy $30 sheets at like a department store, and you just bring them both home, put the cheap sheets back in the expensive packaging, bring it back, return it. So not necessarily the most unique scam, but, you know, when you start to really think outside of the box on that, like, yeah.
Does that always work? I remember that almost failed me once with underwear. Like, I was getting the polo underwear, I bought like 2 packs and then swiped like a 3rd and 4th one. And then, you know, tried to return the other 2 that I had swiped. And when they were scanning them with the receipt, it was not.
That's just stealing. Dave, we're not talking about stealing.
Exactly what she's talking about.
No.
That's exactly what she's buying sheets and returning cheap sheets.
You buy both sets of sheets. You're not stealing one of the sets and trying to return them. You're buying both sets of sheets. You're returning. There's no way anybody with a naked eye is going to be able to look at the sheets and go, these are cheaper sheets and should be in here because they're the same color. And that's that. So what she's saying is she's sort of saying the same thing with like detergent, right? So if you have really expensive detergent, right, buy a $25 bottle of detergent and buy an $8 bottle of detergent. Go home, pour the expensive...
I understand the scam. I'm just not liking the judgment coming from that side of the table. I'm sharing with you guys what I do, and you guys disapprove my baby mom stories and my underwear stories.
I didn't say I disapprove. I'm saying to stop telling everyone that you beat up your baby's mama. It ain't doing you no favors.
You heard that I beat up my baby
mom.
That's what you
just
heard?
Just like that chick, yeah.
You fucking... you piece of shit.
I heard that you got a chick pregnant who gave you a fucking aggravated assault charge.
There you psycho. Go. It's a gift afterwards. That keeps on giving, right? It's a fair trade.
Next scam.
This is from Steve. Okay, so you give out t-shirts for free hotel rooms and expensive sheets. We're talking a few $100 in scams. This one is going to blow you away.
Okay, well, I like it. I like it. See, yeah, dude, free sheets are good, though.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Want a free cruise? Take
what?
Your-
what?
All right, I'm in. Whoa. I'm all in.
Time out. Go.
I'm all in. Let's go.
Yeah, give Lewis the flu before Shiprocked and take his fucking gig.
Or just fuck me a lot.
Take your girlfriend and paddle.
I'll take the flu.
Take your girlfriend and paddle out 5 miles from port, an hour or so before the cruise you want. If it will cross your path, and following the law of the sea, they'll pick you up and they won't turn back and inconvenience thousands of passengers. Boom, 7-day cruise for the price of a kayak, $100 or less, or at Walmart, and an hour of paddling. The average price of luxury cruise is around $4,500 for a week-long cruise. Bonus points for this being the test to know if you've got a real-ass girlfriend. Alternatively, you and a buddy could go and probably clean up with the single girls on the cruise.
Could probably fuck a lot of puss. I like that scam. I'll be honest with you.
An hour out?
Wait, why would they pick you up? Wouldn't they be like, go back the hour?
And that's assuming that they go your way.
Yeah, there's a lot
of... How do you get on the boat?
There's a lot of...
He's saying that they'll throw a life raft down and come and get you.
Yeah, if you're stranded and you're like, hey, help, they'll get you. Here's my problem with the scam. I don't think this guy's ever done it.
Yeah, an hour of fucking kayaking.
So now we're going to start naming things that are like sort of impractical, you know?
And could you imagine any woman kayaking with you for an hour and having faith?
Kim, yes.
You think Kim would be, she would go, Lewis, you're sure the boat is coming? You're sure you know what time the boat is coming?
Come here, babe. She's leaving. She's going to Florida. She's leaving and she's keeping...
Aren't you also stuck on a cruise with no bags?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but that's a great way to do it.
Give you a robe.
That's a fucking great way to do it, though.
Give you some shorts from out the gift shop. That's so funny. We're like solving the fucking scam afterwards.
Kim, you're leaving in how? Like 10 minutes. I thought you had to leave at like 1:45.
10 minutes.
What?
Yeah, in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'll see you in a minute.
Okay.
You're just making puppy dog guys going, bye.
Well, I was
going
to leave 10 minutes ago and then you told me to wait.
So. Yeah, 10 minutes. You're good. I'll be done in 10 minutes. I love you.
I thought you brought her in.
No, wait. We have a question for you.
Yeah, I thought you brought her in to get to the bottom of this.
No, that's not why. I had her come in. I just wanted to know she was going to leave.
You didn't want to know she would do the scam?
All right, so this guy sent it a scam, and it's not a bad scam. He said basically, if you go to like any port that does like major like luxury cruises, if you just go like a mile or like an hour out, if you kayak like out, and then as the cruise ship is coming to go out on their cruise or setting off, you just like wave like, oh help, I'm stranded. They'll pick you up, and they're not turning back around. You're just gonna get a free cruise. So this is what they're asking is, would you be down to do something like this? Because I'm telling you, Kim is a down-ass chick.
You would kayak out an hour and hope that, like, you would have faith that this plan is going to work? Or would you kind of start questioning it maybe 5 minutes into the voyage into the water?
Worst case scenario, we have a romantic kayaking journey together.
Yeah, just an adventure.
Worst case scenario, you get eaten by sharks.
Yeah, when the wake of that boat flips you over because they didn't see you.
Oh, they'll if they don't see us, they'll hear us.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to do to be heard on a cruise ship?
Be Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
Oh,
just deal with any argument that we have on day-to-day basis.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking dogs barking for no reason. Like, why'd you bring the dog?
All right, Cam, I'll be out in a few minutes.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, last scam. Let's see. That one's not bad. I just feel like it's not that impractical, but it's creative, which I like. Shannon.
Okay, this is from Arthur. Hold on. I'm just trying to fix the camera. You pay for the show. Okay, this is free movies at the theater. You pay for the showing after the showing you want. Watch the movie and get your money back afterwards at the counter, stating you can't watch it due to time or something. Since according to your ticket, you haven't watched it, it's no problem. Works every time.
Wait a minute. So you pay for the movie after the showing, and I guess they will just let you in. Will they let you into the theater early?
I don't see why not. I doubt they'll even look.
They wouldn't even look. They see a ticket scan.
Yeah, they don't even have to do it that far. You just walk through, especially like in the middle of the day when they have like the mentally challenged kids ripping tickets. I was already in, dude.
But that's not a scam, though. You have to like outsmart a retard. That's hard.
I was already in.
That's a fucking good scam right there. That is a nice, simple, cute, fun, hey, you want a free movie? I think that will work almost every time.
And depending on how scummy you are, you find the bags of popcorn with the free refill, dump it in the garbage, and go back up and go, I need a refill on my popcorn.
Oh, people leave them on the seats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Shannon, I like that one. You know, look, I'm going to let everyone vote here, but I got to be honest with you. Look, the fucking cruise one is cute. I don't think anybody's ever done it. I don't know. I think that the likelihood of it working, sort of unlikely. I don't think it's going to happen. But I think it could. I think there's an outside chance that what he says in terms of the whole scenario, that could go down that way. There's a chance you could get picked up. There's a chance you could get a free cruise. They're not going to charge you for things. You know, they got to feed you, right?
I see the boat not seeing you, driving past you, the wake flipping you over, and it's over.
You're dead. So what do we like here, guys? Which scam is it? We have my sister sent one in. I know that's her with the laundry detergent.
That's the one I'm voting for. Family of four, baby.
The first one was
Marlboro.
Marlboro's in Maryland, specifically. The free cruise, the unlikely free cruise, or last but certainly not least, free movie ticket by purchasing the movie after the movie you're going to see and then returning the ticket as you leave. Just as you walk out, you know what? I can't see the movie. Fuck. Your girlfriend doesn't even need to know you do that. You could do that behind your bitch's back. That's pretty fire. What, Shannon?
Look at the screen.
Stranded kayakers picked up by pictured... Brock's Cruises.
It's a cruise line.
Ah.
They're stranded kayakers.
Ah.
Pictured rocks on their way.
That'd be funny if they had a helicopter on board. And back you go.
Let's see. A cruise ship passing by noticed the stranded kayakers and picked up more than 30 people. Did they get to party on the boat, though, and, like, have a whole cruise?
Nah, they probably
Was that the end result in that? Because 30 people, 30 stranded kayakers...
Yeah, they probably made them work.
Like when they find fucking Mexicans on rafts trying to come to this country, I guess they're not really doing like Haitians. Who comes on rafts? Haitians?
All of
Cubans.
Them.
Cubans.
When they find Cubans on rafts, do you think they go like, ah, get in here, buddy. Time to fucking party. And then they're fucking on a
no, they say
line?
You work here now.
Yes, yeah. That's how they staff their entire cruise ship. Everyone gets a vote here. This is a democracy. Shannon, which one do you like the best?
I guess the tickets, the movie tickets.
Movie tickets. Harrington, what do you like?
Movie tickets is too close to something you've already done. So
which
I'm going to go
I
with...
I already do.
You talk about it all the time. You want to go see a movie, you walk out. At the end, you say, yeah, the sound was bad or whatever. They'll give you free tickets.
You get free movie tickets anytime. It's easy to get a free movie ticket. But here's the problem. It's an entire other to do. You're adding 15 minutes onto your journey, right? So what they did is they did the Luis J. Gomez 2.0 free movie ticket, and they cut out all the bullshit and all the middlemen, right? Getting a refund is simply going to go, hey, you know what? I had a family emergency. Unfortunately, I can't see this movie. Can I get a refund? Or you can afterwards go, hey, can I speak to a manager? Cool, he'll be right here. I was all thinking, wait, all right, cool. Then they got to go fucking see. And I think that that's a damn near guaranteed way to see a free movie. So either way, you can have your vote, but I'm telling you my response to that.
Can I also please point out?
Anytime, I'm still going to go with the cruise.
Anytime you see black people arguing in a retail store, this is what it's about. They tried these scams and they're not working for them.
Sometimes. What do you think? Which one's the best one?
The laundry detergent one.
Laundry detergent.
Yeah.
Zach?
A movie ticket.
Movie ticket all day. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of this week's Scam That Jew t-shirt is, what's his name?
Arthur.
With his free movie ticket scam. Buy a movie ticket for the next showing. After your movie, leave. Say, you know what?
Hey, my son's sick.
Nobody's going to argue with that. Get your fucking refund. Boom. You can even tell your girlfriend, hey, you know what? Actually, meet me outside. I got to go to the bathroom really quick. You can just do that behind your girlfriend's back every fucking time. Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Scam That Jew, winner. There it is. Scam That Jew. Okay. Let's wrap this one up. We're going to do, people are asking questions and we almost don't have time. All right, let's get a couple questions. Two questions we're going to ask real quick. It's just going to be from social media today. At Luis J. Gomez on Twitter, at Gomez Comedy. Make sure you follow me on social media if you guys want to be a part of the show. Hope you guys enjoy
the
All right, Tay Smoke 26 wants to know, did you watch the Jim Norton documentary on YouTube? Zach, did you?
No.
I watched like 20 minutes of it. It's pretty funny. Yeah, that guy Porcelain made a documentary on Jim Norton, and I think he made one. I watched almost the whole Joe Matarese documentary. That was really funny. It's another level of trolling when you will take hours and hours and hours and hours and cut together
it on IMDb.
A well-made documentary. It's like well-made. That guy Porcelain's also got a great voice. Mm-hmm. He's a British guy, so he's a great documentary voice. And it's just, I think he called it The Worm Has Turned. Yeah, can they do me next?
Oh, please? So they're not real. They're just fucking around.
Yeah, they're like anti-fans. It's not even, I don't even call them, they're not, I don't think these guys really hate Jim Norton and Anthony and them. I think that the show has now turned into that. It's sort of like they love opening it. They don't love Jim Norton and Sam Roberts or Anthony's show, right? I don't think they love those shows. I think they really did love Opie and Anthony, like love to another level. And now the show has sort of turned into like a subculture of sort of getting together with the old fans of the show and fucking around and talking about the hosts of the shows. And, you know, it's, I think it's pretty funny. I'm pretty desensitized to trolling, though, because I've gotten it a lot. So if you get smacked in the face every day, it's eventually like a smack just doesn't hurt that much anymore.
Yeah.
But I think that, yeah, certain people, I don't think Norton gave a fuck about it. I think he talked about watching it as well. But I'm sure Joe Batterese was fucking livid. He doesn't seem like the type of guy out that deals with it. Dude, it's pretty funny. It's pretty fucking funny. In fact, pull up the Joe Batterese documentary for a second. It's so good. It's so good. For just a second. And at the beginning of the documentary, they put up a whole big, like, turn the music off. They put a whole big thing, like section whatever by fair use, we can fucking use this stuff because they know they're going to go and take, like, a YouTube copyright claim.
That's funny.
Is this the Matt Reese documentary?
We did, like, an hour long.
Let's see. Yeah, this is a disclaimer. This documentary is a non-profit, informative, product protected under fair use guidelines.
They broke down what fair use is.
They defined what fair use is. Oh, shit. I don't know. I think that's the problem, is like when you have guys that aren't like, maybe, I think the reason Matt Arias had affected him so much because he wasn't on social media like that. So it's like, I remember the first time I was trolled by somebody, it did bother me.
Yeah.
But then it's like, just after a little while, you go like, oh, they're not, this happens all the time. I meet fans that I know that they're trolls. Like, I know who they are from the internet.
Right.
Then I meet them on the road and they're like, oh, dude, thanks so much. And they take a picture and you go like, oh shit, this guy's not even, didn't even dislike me. He just, it's just something fun to do. South Park said it best. You know, when they did the what is it called?
The trolling thing.
What is it? A skank hunt 42, that episode. He was like, why do you troll? And then fucking the dad, he was like, it's just funny.
Yeah.
He's so frustrated that they don't get how it's just hilarious.
Right.
Sorry, I gotta play some of this.
Single guys, here's what you need to do. You'll be happy forever. Find somebody beneath you in every category.
Who is Joe Matarese? What impulses drive this Italian-American comedian from New Jersey? And why is his story one of such intrigue to the online community? These are just some of the questions I hope to wrestle with as I investigate a comedy career spanning over 30 years, with credits including America's Got Talent, The Late Show with David Letterman, The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, and Chelsea Lately.
You know what's so great about this is however, someone discovering it, but not getting
it. Guys, go watch it. Look, the guys who put, I don't know, I'm not watching this so people troll Joe Matarese. I think it's funny. If I was Joe Matarese, I would be
flattered
that these guys would take the time to do it, and I would be sharing it. You need to, guys, lighten up a little bit.
Yeah.
He should be, the way you get people to even like you would be to just share this.
Yeah.
Just laugh at yourself a little bit. We make fun of others, right? We make fun of each other. We bust each other's balls. We do these roasts, and then the second somebody that is not a comedian takes a fucking dig, oh my god, the world is fucking crumbling. Who gives a shit? That's hilarious. If somebody made a fucking documentary about me, in fact, I want, please, Porcelain, please make a documentary about me.
Right.
I promise you, I will fucking share it. I promise you, because all you can do is laugh at yourself, and I think that's
Porcelain,
the difference.
If you make a documentary about Lewis, I promise we will all do interviews for
100%. You get a real documentary
and blur our faces and distort our voices, but you'll just know it's us.
Yeah,
Lewis raped me.
That's just Ralph actually talking.
No, it's Kim.
He's like, you took a blue chew without telling me.
Bluechew.com.
Look, you guys are fucking dope. Let's wrap this one up. Love you guys. Real Ass Podcast Wednesday show. We're back on Friday, bitches. Follow everyone on Twitter at I'm Dave Temple, at I am Shannon Lee, at the chin underscore, at Zach is not funny, at Louis J. Gomez, at Real Ass Podcast, at Cast Digital.
And hey, if you're in New York, go see Dave Temple at the Apollo.
Fuck yeah, Dave Temple at the Apollo, yeah. One of the funniest comics I know. Also, if you love the network, subscribe, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. We have 300 episodes now on demand just of this show, plus 20 other shows on the network. So, love you guys for supporting us. Check you guys on Friday. Peace.
That's all, folks.